97.9 FM and WCHL. Time now for the clean joke of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Lauren Stafford.
Thank you. No standing ovations needed.
Oh, sorry.
Don't get up.
I get all excited when you come in.
I'm here all week.
Yeah. Well, tell us a good joke, would you?
I have a good joke.
Just launch right into it, and let's hope I can withstand the sheer joy of all of it.
All right. Well, it's a blonde joke, and because I'm blonde, I'm allowed to tell it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't have any problem with that.
And I love blonde jokes. I know, you know, there's some people that maybe might be offended, but I think a good blonde joke, there's nothing wrong with that. Always good to be able to poke fun at yourself.
Well, blondes are easy targets.
Because blonde, I know everybody, whether you're blonde or not, has had a blonde moment. We've all done something that we felt a bit silly about.
Or senior moment or
exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah. Senior moment, blonde or moment, exactly.
Lawyer moment, maybe.
All right, so this is ice fishing.
Ice fishing.
Ice fishing.
Okay.
A blonde decides she needs a new hobby for the winter season.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to the bookstore and buys every book she can find on ice fishing.
Okay.
For weeks, she reads and studies, hoping to become an expert. Finally, she decides the time has come for her first ice fishing expedition. She gathers and packs all the tools and equipment she needs for the excursion and heads off. When she gets to the ice, she finds a quiet little area and places her padded stool down. Carefully, she lays out her tools.
Mm-hmm.
Just as she is about to make her first cut into the ice, a booming voice from the sky bellows down, "There are no fish under the ice." Startled, the blonde grabs up all her belongings and moves further along the ice.
Uh-huh.
She pours some hot chocolate from her thermos and starts to cut a new hole. Again, the voice from above bellows, "There are no fish under the ice." Amazed, the blonde isn't sure what to do. This certainly wasn't covered in any of her books. She packs up her gear and moves to the far side of the ice. She takes a few moments to regain her composure. Just as she is about to cut a new hole, the voice booms again, "There are no fish under the ice."
Wow.
Petrified, the blonde looks skyward and asks, "Is that you, Lord?" "No," the voice boomed back. "This is the manager of the skating rink."
Terrible.
Terrible.
Well, you said she went to the ice. You didn't
exactly.
say where.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.